Well, first of all, thanks for having me this week. I've had a ball. I've done this camp many times before, but it's been a few years since I've been here, so it's been good to be back. And I've had lots of fun hanging out with you guys, eating meals with you guys, throwing things at you guys, hurting you guys, posing in most people's photos. That's been fantastic. No, that's actually quite helpful. Matt wanted me to tell you my website, because I'm actually going to put these talks online, davemyers.com. I'm not joking. Check it out in the next couple of days, and they'll all be online. You may want to listen to them again. You may not. You might have friends that you might pass them on to, because you might have found them helpful this week as we've looked at Ecclesiastes, as we've thought about huge issues, as we've thought about what the point to life is. You might be keen for some of your friends to think through that same stuff. So Dave Myers, MIERS.com. Check it out within the next couple of days. Otherwise, add me on Facebook or MySpace or whatever it might, whatever social networking site you want to invite me to. But can I just say, it's been really exciting this week as we've looked at the Bible. And I think you guys have really worked hard at thinking through some of the biggest question in life. What is the point to life? And it has been so, so exciting to see people who prior to camp just didn't really know where they were at with Jesus, where they were at with God, where they were at with the point to life, who have now actually come to put their trust in Jesus and have become Christian, which is just awesome. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 15 that there is rejoicing in the presence of God, in the presence of angels, when just one person becomes a Christian. We've had that happen a number of times now, and that's very exciting. And it's been exciting seeing the way Christians have been excited about people becoming Christians. It's been excited seeing the way that people have become Christians have been excited. It's just been exciting. Exciting all round. Well, to close, I want to quickly give you four views on the world. Four ways that you can view the world. And I think three are faulty. And the last one, I think, is the way that we need to be viewing the world. The first way that you can view the world and you can view life on the world is the pub cafe view. So whether you're into beer, whether you're into coffee, whichever drug of choice you'll one day go for, there's the pub cafe view on the world. What's the pub cafe view on the world? That is just the eat, drink, just enjoy yourself. Get out there and have fun. Kick back in the cafe, watch the world go by, sit in the pub, have a yarn, talk about life, and just have a good time in the pub or the cafe. There's view number one on the world. View number two on the world is the shopping centre view on the world. There's some girls going, yes, right now as I say shopping centre. The shopping centre view on the world is that life is all about accumulating stuff. And so the aim in life is I've just got to get stuff. I've got to get more stuff. I've got to get more stuff. I've got to get this. I've got to get that. I've just got to keep accumulating things and stuff and money and buying things and buying stuff. There's the second view on life, the pub cafe view, the shopping centre view. The third view is the round the world trip view on life. What does that one say? It says that life is all about experiences. Life is all about getting out there, seeing stuff, doing things, going to incredible places, doing incredible things. There's the first three views on life. Each of those in their own way aren't necessarily wrong. It's not wrong to enjoy a drink with friends. It's not wrong to enjoy the company of a friend in a pub or a cafe. It's not wrong to buy stuff. We need to buy stuff. We need to visit the shops from time to time. It's not wrong. And it's not wrong to experience things. It's not wrong to experience the world that we live in. It's not wrong to go on trips. It's not wrong to do those things. But each of those things are only temporary. In a sense, they're meaningless, as the teacher in Ecclesiastes has been teaching us. Each of those things are only temporary. That is, they're here today and then gone tomorrow. Like the water in your hands, you can hold it for a moment, but then it's gone. And so to pursue those things as your life, to pursue those things as the be-all and end-all, is like what? Chasing after wind. It's just foolish to invest in something that's not going to last forever. And so the fourth and final view, is the dressing room, change room view on life. Let me explain this one to you a little bit. You're like, what the heck are you talking about? The dressing room, change room view on life. Now, the dressing room, change room view on life, think sport. Think Stadium Australia or Aussie Stadium or just a big stadium. You've got a big game. Australia is playing New Zealand. Australia is playing whatever country in a big football match. What do you do in the dressing room? What do you do in the change room? You get dressed. What do you do?
Pep talk.
You have a pep talk. What else? Preparation. For what? For what? For the game.
The game.
You're all out. Well, the dressing room, change room view on life is that you recognise that this life isn't all there is. There's actually something bigger and better to come. And so there's a sense in which this life is just getting ready for the game to come. If you're in the Australian team, it's not all over once you're in the change room. It hasn't even really begun yet. You're getting ready for what you come there for and the big game out in the stadium. And so what I want to encourage you as we've looked at the Bible is to view life in that way. That is, there's more to life than you can see here and now. There's something bigger, there's something better, there's something more important, there's something lasting to come. There's something that isn't temporary, that isn't meaningless, that isn't here today, gone tomorrow. There's something that will last forever. There's something that is eternal. And so we've been asking the question, what's the point to life? What is the point to life? The point to life under the sun is meaningless, but the point to life under Jesus has meaning, and our point to life is that we fear God, is that we keep his commandments, Ecclesiastes 12, sentence 13 says. That is our point to life. Life is all about Jesus. Life is all about trusting him, fearing him, living for him, worshipping him. And so I just want to read to you one verse, and I think this is a great verse that helps to keep things in mind of the big picture and will help you to think through how do I view life in that dressing room, change room type of way, as opposed to just a temporary accumulating stuff, accumulating experiences, accumulating drinks. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, sentence number 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, sentence number 16. He says, this is Paul writing to the church in Corinth. He says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. What he's saying is, he's getting old, he's getting wrinkly, he's getting beaten up for the gospel of Jesus, he's getting beaten up for being a Christian, yet he says, even though I'm wasting away outwardly, inwardly I'm being renewed day by day. Sentence number 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. What is he saying? He's saying when the tough times come in life, they're actually nothing for the Christian compared to the glory that's to come, the match day that's to come, the big picture that is to come. And so the tough stuff in life, you can persevere through it because of what's to come. Because your hope is not in this world and the stuff you can see, but your hope, as it said in sentence 18, is in the eternal, the stuff that cannot be seen. And so it says you've got to fix your eyes somewhere. Where do you fix your eyes? It's not here and now. It's not here and now on the stuff that we can see, on the stuff that we can do, on the things that we can see with our human eyes. Where to fix our eyes on that which is to come. We're to fix our eyes onto Jesus. And so, I've talked about it a few times. We need to take a step back. We need to take a step back and see the forest from the trees. We need to take a step back from our worries in life, from our troubles in life, from the different pursuits in life. And we need to take a step back. And we need to do two things. We need to look back and we need to look forward. What do we need to look back to? We need to look back to the cross of Jesus, where Jesus died on the cross in our place for our sins. And we need to keep looking at that, keep being amazed at how much God loves us, and keep trusting in Jesus. And then second, we look forward. We look forward to when he returns. We look forward to when he wipes every tear from our eye. We look forward to when there's an end to pain, when there's an end to suffering, when there's an end to all the crappy stuff of this world, and we'll be with him forever and ever and ever. You know, I'm going to pray in just a moment. And I'm going to simply pray that for those of us here who are already Christian, for those of us here who have become Christian, that we'd keep trusting Jesus, that no matter how tough life gets, that we'd keep having the view on life that we'll keep trusting Jesus, we'll keep living for Jesus. No matter how tough life gets, we'll keep our eyes fixed on him, knowing that the The crappy stuff now is temporary compared to the eternal, beautiful stuff that we have in Jesus. I'm going to pray. And if you're not yet a Christian, become one now by all means. But keep learning about Jesus. It's all about Him. Hook up with a youth group. Keep coming on camps. Don't ignore Jesus if you're not yet sure where you're at. But I'm going to pray for those here who are sure where they're at and have got their trust in Jesus. And I'm going to pray for us that not just for the next year, but for the next however many years we've got on this planet, we'd keep trusting Jesus. So thanks for having me again. Let's pray and thank God for the week and pray this together. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again that we've each day been able to listen to you speak to us in the Bible. We are amazed that you would make yourself known so clearly. And so we praise you for Jesus. We pray that you'd help us to look back to his death on the cross and his resurrection. We thank you for the forgiveness of sin that we have. We thank you for the new life that we have. And we pray that you'd help us to look forward to when he returns, to keep our eyes fixed on what will last forever. And I pray for those, and we pray together for those who have just become Christian. And we pray that after this camp finishes, that they wouldn't forget what has happened, but that they would keep trusting Jesus. And I pray that for all of us, that we would keep trusting Jesus, that we would keep our hope in him and not the stuff here and now, the temporary, meaningless stuff, but that we would keep our hope in Jesus, who is eternal. And we know that that which is done in Jesus will last forever. So we thank you for this camp, and we thank you that we've been able to hear you speak. And we pray for those who aren't yet sure where they're at. We pray that you'd speak to them, that they'd be able to find youth groups and churches and keep coming on camps, and that you would speak to them too, and that they would come to know Jesus and the everlasting life and relationship that they can have with you through him. And it's in Jesus' great name that we pray. Amen. Amen.